Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
I'm thinking today of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." So first of all, we have the faith, and then we have what the faith is directed towards, I guess you could say. So we have two words, assurance and conviction. Assurance is when you're getting constant confirmation. You're comforted in your knowledge that something is true. Conviction is when it goes deeper than the belief. I think it's true, and therefore I'm going to act on it. I'm almost 100% certain, and therefore I'm going to act on it. But conviction goes way deeper than that, so that when everything else you believe would seem to contradict your conviction holds true anyway. I believe in gravity, so I don't go walking off cliffs. But I am convicted that there is a life after this one, and that Jesus came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly in this lifetime and then for eternity with God. We can know. It's more than just believing a thing. It's the overflow of knowing a thing down in your soul. Faith is fed by deeper holdings. We are a people of faith, and we live in the realm of what we believe. And what we believe flows out of what has become who we are. And believing in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God will come in and He will save you. If you're 97, 98, 99% sure that you're saved, that's just not good enough. 99% saved is 100% lost. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today.